Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Your Lord is the one who says, let your yes be your yes and your no be your no. He has never given a command that he did not mean, nor has he given a promise that he does not intend to keep. Your Lord Jesus is the one who not only taught publicly, but who also died publicly, stripped of all honors and clothing before his countrymen. And now he has been openly preached for centuries since his resurrection. Sometimes he would slip away to be alone during his ministry on earth or try to avoid a certain place, but it never worked. He was always found out. And at other times he would catch people in their own manipulations with a sly turn of phrase. But of this you may be certain. Your Lord is no manipulator. He says what he means, and you may trust him. So in today's gospel, when he commands people not to tell others about the miracles that he has performed, he means that command. He did not want them to spread the news and the fame of his work. It was not some kind of reverse psychology where he simply would say, don't do it, knowing that saying don't do it would spur them to do it more. Your Lord means what he says. But silence proved impossible. And even though he gave a clear command, don't tell anyone, they said it all the more. And what that tells us is this. One, your Lord is very humble. And two, he does not always get what he wants. Now, the first part, that one's easy to remember, as hard as it may be to imitate. Your Lord Jesus has never been a fraidy cat, nor has he ever shrunk from speaking the truth. Silence was impossible for him as well. But he consistently points away from himself. A rich man once ran up to Jesus and said to him, good teacher. And Jesus responded by saying, why do you call me good? Only God alone is good. He pointed away from himself to his Father. And again, he commanded his disciples to let their light so shine that others would see their good works and glorify not him, but their Father in heaven. And even when he did point to himself and teach that he was the Son of God, he made it very clear that he did so because he had this command from his Father. Those who see me, he said, see the one who sent me. Steadily, consistently, without varying, he always pointed away from himself to either his Father or to others. His humility is supreme. As C.S. Lewis once famously said, humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Jesus did not dare think less of himself and cast himself as some kind of worm or weakling, for doing so would dishonor God the Father's announcement that he is the beloved Son with whom God is well pleased. But Jesus did think of himself less and of his Father and his neighbors more. So having been sent by the Father to redeem and heal the earth, Jesus gladly did that work. He boldly did the work that his Father had given him. And he opened the eyes of the blind, and he made the lame to walk, and he healed the sick, and he cast out demons, and he did not put his light under a bushel. He did not cover it up. He let his light shine. But then he gave the credit away. As he once said to a man from whom he had cast out many demons, go home and tell all that the Lord has done for you. He would not even assume to himself the title Lord, but spoke of the Lord as another and gave the credit to him. Just imagine how blessed your neighbors would be to find the same Spirit at work in you. A man named David J. Bob, B-O-B-B, wrote a good book, Humility, an Unlikely Biography of America's Greatest Virtue. In it, he describes how so many of America's greatest leaders, from Washington and Franklin to Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, were such good leaders precisely because they were not proud. They knew the limits of their own goodness, and they led from within those limits. And while it may be tempting, then, for you and me to sit about and complain about how others should be humble, what both Bob's book and the life of Jesus teach us is that it is of the utmost importance that you be humble. It is important that you and I take time to look at ourselves and know our own limits. The limits of our goodness, the limits of our strength, the limits of our knowledge. It's important that you and I take a look at what we have done and at who we are and consider how so many other people have been responsible for shaping us and supporting us along the way. And most important of all, it is so important for us to take the time and initiative to point others away from ourselves to the author and giver of all goodness, our Father in heaven. Humility is not a matter of being silent about what is good. That's impossible. But humility is a matter of knowing our own limited goodness and of pointing instead to the unlimited source of goodness. As members of the body of Christ, that humility is your heritage and your clothing. It is the Spirit that you share with your Lord Jesus. And part of such humility is, of course, accepting that we don't always get our way. Jesus certainly did not get his way. This is the second other thing we mentioned at the beginning of the sermon. He commanded those people to be silent, and they just kept on yakking and yakking and yakking and spreading the news so that Jesus could not go anywhere without being recognized. He who only spoke in order to point to his Father now found himself pointed to and extolled and thanked and argued about and believed upon. Just as you and I don't always get our way, neither did Jesus, and what it tells you about him is this. Jesus is not his own man. This is important. Jesus is not his own man and could not go his own way, but could go the way of the Father. That is the way that the Father had given him, the way of the cross. The way of the cross is the way of being given into the hands of other people. Whether arrested for crucifixion or placed into your hands for Holy Communion, Jesus has never belonged to himself. That's why he never could slip away to be alone. He had no business being alone. Jesus belongs first to his Father, but because his Father is infinitely generous, Jesus belongs also to you, to whom he has sent his Son. The death of Jesus is yours. It counts for you. His life counts for you. His Spirit is your spirit. His future is your future. His flesh is your body. His purity and his virtue are your life to live. What humility, what meekness, and all of it for you. The whole Christian life is a matter of seeing this meek, humble Jesus pouring himself out for us and saying, amen, amen, that life is for me. Give me more of that. And asking for more of it is not pride. It is not arrogant. It is not presumptuous. It is exactly what the Father wants. The humility that counts is the humility of believing that what God says is yours really is yours. Trust that everything Jesus is and has is yours, and therefore that you are alive in Christ. And as for you, my dear Lord Jesus, who has undoubtedly listened to all that I have said here today, as for you, Jesus, I guess you're just going to have to put up with it. You, Jesus, are just going to have to put up with me and all these people here speaking more and more about you, thanking you, loving you, extolling you, eating and drinking you, and believing in you. You're just going to have to put up with your church saying over and over again, it's all about Jesus, because that's just who you are. You are the beloved Son of the Father. You are the Lord of heaven and earth. You are our Lamb who was slain, who is worthy of all honor and worship and power and glory forever. Because you, Jesus, have done all things well, and silence is impossible. Amen.